Riot. I didn't expect to see me, did you? I don't know. I actually fucking punched out of the show yesterday. I bailed out. I pulled the fucking...
Yeah.
Pulled the handle and fucking ejected.
Nice.
Hit my head on the canopy and was cradled by Tom Cruise in the water.
There you go. It's like Trump leaving the meeting saying, I don't need this shit.
That's what I did yesterday. Dave Landau said something and I was like, bye-bye. And I left the show.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump.
You slammed your fist.
Slammed my fist.
How could you?
I called Dave Landau Nancy Pelosi and I walked.
You had a tantrum.
I walked. I could not talk yesterday. That was the problem. Like, I started getting texts from a lot of people going like, hey, you okay? You all right? Is that... Like, I was an hour or so into a talk show, and I was incapable of talking. Now, while this works on some other people's podcasts, Greg Opie Hughes, it does not work here on my program where I need to talk. So I just bailed. I left it in the capable hands of Dave Landau. He knows what he's doing. And Joe knows what he's doing. There wasn't a problem as far as that's concerned. Did they do good? They do good, right? Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of jerking off, jerk booths.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't going to watch that shit on my way home. But no, I just got on the train and just like...
You just put on the audio version of your book just for everyone to listen to.
I can do that. Yeah, just that's throw pretty that much on. The show.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Congrats, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm halfway into the foreword, so.
Oh, you are halfway there. Well, it's Jimmy Norton, and he is a treat, James Norton. Mm-hmm. Of course, Chris is here today.
Yes.
Chris Fried. Chris Fried.
Either
Kentucky
or, whatever.
Fried Fried.
Yep.
Jared,
middle name Jared Fried.
Jared. Yes, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Dave is out today. I guess he's doing a sleep study.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess he snores or something.
That's also just a good way of saying, you know, I'm still sleeping. I'm not going to, like...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to use that for everything.
I read that. I'm just like, lucky. They hook sensors up to you and everything. And I'd be great for that because I could fall asleep in a second.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, doesn't even fucking matter. I fall asleep in a second.
Yeah. Planes, buses.
Anything.
I'm good to go.
I fall asleep on the plane before they've shut the door to taxi to the runway. Mm-hmm. I've been out. And then, like, you hear, like, boom, boom, oh, well, something's happening. They're trying to give me something.
I hate that.
First class, of course.
Not me, but still.
Not me.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a feeling yours is a little easier to fall asleep, usually. But still,
well,
I can
do it. You're in there first. You know, you're bored first.
Yeah.
They give you a drink immediately, so you got a little alcohol in you, which is nice. Nothing better. Like, that's worth the price of admission, is being able to sit there, stir your drink while the third class passengers are finding their way to steerage.
I just love that you have to pass first class people.
It's awesome.
You have to see, you know. But it's kind of fun because then, you know, if you're New York to L.A. or something, every now and then you get lucky with, like, a famous person.
Spot celebrity.
Them. So it's fun that you do get to at least look at who's there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
but
I do like when the line backs up and people have to stop right next to your seat. So they kind of start looking
around.
And they
look down. And they're like,
And I'm like, there's a lot of amenities up here, man. I don't know what you got going on back there, but I'm going to be watching my TV. I'm going to be drinking my drink. Yeah. I'm going to be eating real food with a real fork and knife.
They have, like, their laptop and this other device. Everything's
set up.
Like, their bank account's making cha-ching noises. They're doing deals and shit.
I got fucking power plugs from other countries. Whatever it takes. And then you'll see, like... See, like, a pretty girl come walking by, and she's got to stop. She looks around. It's like, you could have some of this.
She has all her things in a tied, like, garbage bag.
Yeah, yeah. You could be part of all this.
Yep.
I just ask one thing of you. Like a deal with the devil. They go right back to 23C.
Yeah.
This is on the C, you motherfucker.
No, it's either a B or an E, because that's the middle seat, the
right,
one that
the
sucks.
The middle seat.
Yeah, yeah.
The shitty middle seat.
Not window or aisle. The shit one.
The window guy's stepping over you every 2 seconds to piss. Mm. Yeah, that's
the thing hitting your elbows. Yeah.
That's a oh
cliche
yeah.
stuff.
Man on the wing. There's a man on the wing. Yeah, so we were just watching.
Who is
Trump.
That?
Could you pop a little Trump up here? Trump and Lion Ted.
More impressive than anything are the agents themselves. Look at them. I mean,
look
these
at
people
look
are
at
incredible.
Get here for the agents, ladies and gentlemen.
I would love if he still called him Lion Ted, like even during the
so Lion Ted,
the agreeing portions.
I mean, a
what a cuck! Ted's just got
to
sit there.
They happen to be very good looking. I have to say that they're good looking people. They're smart. They're tough. They've got the whole package, and I want to tell you, they
his
are
yellow coat.
Impressive. And I've met a lot of them. We just left a big room loaded up with Border Patrol.
Loaded up
ICE
with Mexicans.
Law enforcement. These are incredible people.
I wanted it with rapists.
People. I want them to catch someone coming over and they bring them to Trump and he goes, Now what are you doing here? Yeah. Why would
you
do you this?
Doing?
Just, you know, have a little interview with a...
Or it would be hilarious to see Trump just on camera go, oh, hold on. And he runs and the camera gets him and he just tackles some Mexican.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Get the fuck back.
He has his own, like
oh my
kind
God.
Of a Bigfoot show, but more for illegals. You
yeah,
know?
For illegals.
Like hunting aliens kind of.
Got thing. The night vision on right now. I'm going to wear my darker Make America Great Again hat. It doesn't show up at night.
Yeah.
So much. Yeah. I was saying before, this is my superior hat because it's white.
You'd be tackled. I would love that.
Superior
more.
To the other color hats. What is he saying? What, I love it. I love
it
his speeches.
It is so perfect. I'd rather not do it, not for any particular reason, other than this should be easy to get approved through Congress. Because the same people that are holding it up have approved it many times before. Ted and John, I mean, they
right, Lion,
these
Ted.
People approved it just a few years ago.
Had your father killed JFK.
The reason they're not is because
you know
of
that
me,
happened.
I hate to say. Because they know they're going to lose in 2020. They'll do anything they can.
Remember when
did
he played Kimmel in basketball?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Go ahead. God.
Ted's a baller. I like his Wolfman Jack beard he's got going there. It's the Wolfman. It looks like Wolfman Jack.
I would do it. I would stop there if we could.
He's at that phase where the gray comes in and it just looks awesome as a guy getting a little older. You get that. He looks like Hemingway or something.
You know, kind of looks like Hulk Hogan from the NWO days.
NWO
when he went,
days. Are...
He does because he has the exact, like, the lighter middle part and then
right.
the dark. He looks exactly like 97 NWO Hogan.
Let me tell you something, Chuck Schumer.
Any wrestling fan?
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
What you going to do when Lion Ted lays the...
I would love if they had, like, good guy, bad guy turns, and, you know, like, he, like, pretty much they do. Like, Ted Cruz used to be a bad guy to Trump. And then at some point he ripped his shirt and he had a Trump thing on.
It's like, whoa, he's with Donald Trump. Yeah, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm seeing, King.
Wild. Yeah.
This is unbelievable. What a slobber knocker we got going here tonight.
Putin's music hits and he comes out.
Oh, Trump's like, all shocked. Yeah. Like he didn't read the script that night.
Yeah.
What?
Strange bedfellows match.
I love that. Bongs. What? The Undertaker. I didn't expect him.
The Undertaker somehow got control of the lights here
yeah.
in the stadium.
You think they'd fire the light and music guy?
Yeah.
Just, you know, playing the music.
Listen,
and you've got to
stop letting the Undertaker come in and get a hold of your hack your fucking program every night.
Getting the stage crew to set explosives.
He comes in here early with smoke machines.
Yeah.
Security, get on that.
Lying media, here he goes.
I don't know, that I can't tell you. All I can tell you is that I feel very badly for people that have family members that have been killed. That should have never happened, okay? Those are the people I'm thinking most about.
Trump is a WWE Hall of Famer, by the way.
Yes, he is.
If anyone.
Amongst other notable things in his life.
I'd like to see them move fast. The nice part about the wall or the barrier is I can have that worked out in 15 minutes. We can start construction. We're already building, but now we would be able to carry the construction through. We actually have a fantastic design. that's going to be efficient and fast and really, really work well.
It looks like a mouse trap. Just catches Mexicans.
He points to that guy in the back. He's like, him, right here. He's going to, he, we're giving him a, he's going to build it. This man.
Here it is.
But we would win that suit,
it's a giant roach motel. Mexicans check in, they don't check out people.
Lawyers tell me, like, 100%. That doesn't stop people from suing. You know, if you
this
look at various huge things where we got
this
sued,
is hilarious.
And we
the whole government is shut down over this.
A couple of times,
there's no compromising happening.
It is very childlike, the whole thing.
It is. The whole thing is like...
And usually, I will say, usually I admit when, you know, Trump has a lot of childish characters.
Sure.
With his, you know, stubbornness. But in this case, I really do think that it is mostly childish on the Democrat, you know.
Yeah, the Democrats, they just seem to political really be like, stuff. No. And it's obvious. Let's really look into this with a 2019 mentality and not like it's the 50s and we trust these politicians implicitly. Mm. They don't want Trump to be able to build a wall.
They don't want a physical thing that he can say, that is my...
Mine.
And
it was a campaign promise. He's followed through on a lot of his campaign promises. Business is coming back, the GDP up, unemployment way the fuck down.
Yeah,
ISIS. Government regulation.
I guess we'll have to see how that goes. And,
yeah, we'll see how that goes. But
serious stuff.
There are things that he campaigned on, and the reason he won was that he campaigned on them, and then he follows through. The wall was like this big thing. Mm. So the Democrats know if he does that. In 2020, he's going to be like, yeah, got everything done, people. Did it all. Yeah. So for their political livelihood, they need to obstruct him.
But if they were really smart, again, this is their opportunity where if they think he's dumb and whatever about this wall and it doesn't matter and whatever, they should use this as the opportunity to say, listen, we could get a lot of shit from him. If we give him a little bit of this wall stuff, we can trick him into giving us amnesty and
all kinds of other shit.
That they can set themselves up for whatever they want later. Yeah. But, you know.
Here's your $6 billion.
Yeah.
In return, we want. They could hand him a laundry list. Mm. They know he needs.
Yeah.
First of all, he can't back down at this point. Mm-hmm. He's pot committed. He cannot fucking back out of this government shutdown now without a wall. And the Democrats know that.
That's funny.
So they could. They could probably finagle some really good deals for themselves. But
yeah. And then what I don't understand is if they ever get power, they can obviously just go destroy the wall or whatever. If they really want to. Yeah. If they want to look like they're getting rid of Trump and they get rid of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
That battle later. I'd say give it to them.
Yeah. There he goes, back into whatever he's getting into, a helicopter, I guess. What do you got, a helicopter there for me? Where am I going?
Cavuto.
Get me to Air Force One. Well, Godspeed, everybody. I don't know what to even say about it anymore.
Everyone, yeah.
It's utter lunacy. It's on the news every minute of every day.
Yeah, there's never any news, really.
No.
The news is just like, oh, we're still thinking about this. Like, there's no
Trump
headline ever.
I mean, what was the news before Trump? We got some news, I guess. Oh, look, they've already started building the wall. Oh, wait a minute. Where is he?
No question national. Okay.
They're just in the middle of nowhere. All right.
Is that Seth Meyers doing a character?
I thought, you know, but when he came on, it was like a prosthetic SNL makeup.
He's making
Seth
fun
Meyers.
Of Fox somehow. Yeah.
Here it is. They're just out here cooking some meth before they leave. God knows that's all that happens out in the middle of the sticks there. Oh, those sheriffs with those cowboy hats.
He looks like Seth Meyers dressed as Ellen or something.
Yeah.
Like a nice little cardigan or something.
Yeah, yeah. Very fashionable. That must suck when you get pulled over. You're a minority, perhaps, in this country. You get pulled over and you look in that rearview mirror and you just see that sheriff guy with the cowboy hat get out. It's like, oh, I'm so fucked. That's when you just got to be polite as a motherfucker. Yes, sir. No, sir. Don't pull the window down this far and go, I'm a sovereign citizen. Yeah. I don't pay attention to your laws. I do not think. What are you doing?
I still think it's so funny that people that post like a note on the window, they have it like ready to go. Like these are my rights. You can't. And then of course it just leads to like, I'm sorry, you're wrong. And
They're like, here's all my rules for when I get pulled over. I'm not driving. I'm traveling. That's what they say.
Yeah.
They go, I'm not driving because you need a driver's license and everything like that. I'm a traveler.
Yeah.
I'm just using this as a conveyance to travel. I don't believe in your laws. Mm-hmm. And at that point, the baton, you hear it, whoosh, comes out. And then as he continues, you'll hear a thud sound. That's the baton hitting the window.
Yeah.
When that smashes, you'll hear a high-pitched scream, regardless if it's a girl or a boy in the car. You'll hear a high-pitched scream. You'll hear, don't touch me. I am not giving you permission to touch me. This is assault. Ow, ow, ow. I'm not resisting. I'm not resisting.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah, I was
it all plays out the same.
I was just selling cigarettes. Like, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
What's going on? You just yell things you've heard before.
Just yell things. I love that. I'm a sovereign citizen. Oh, really? How's that working out for you? Wham! Wham! Hands behind your back, motherfucker. All right. Well, some things I didn't get to yesterday because of my ill-fated departure from the program.
Yeah, maybe Dave got to them.
Maybe Dave did get to them. I don't know.
They've already been covered.
It's new to me. There's a mommy blogger. I like this one. A mommy blogger responding to viral posts mocking controversial bikini ad has blown me away. Now, there's these bikini ads. They're all over the place. Of late, they've been trying to get more people involved. Plus-size models, your handicapped models, your 24-chromosome models.
Is that a thing?
It is. It's without using that R word.
Well, okay.
That's if anybody's had any education.
Racist models? No.
Yeah,
the other R word. Okay.
Models.
I see.
Yeah.
raping models?
So what's the deal with her? She's posed in a bikini. No, this is the other one.
Oh, this is
I was talking the one from yesterday.
Wait, was that the same person?
That'll be a good follow-up.
Was that the same? That's a hell of a Photoshop.
Yeah. I guess she got a little better, but that one really gets a little crazy because she has a colostomy bag.
Oh, okay.
She has, like, digestive problems, and she's trying to show that
a lot more
the
than,
old shit bag can
a lot
be
more
sexy.
To worry about than tripping on the runway, I
right,
guess.
Right, yes.
In that scenario.
Oh, boy, you don't want to.
Risky hire right
there. It's like when you order KFC and they don't put the lid on the gravy. It was all over the place. All right, so she, oh, my God.
That's Snipe or Snape.
What's
his name?
It really does look like Snape.
That's Snape from.
That's Hans Gruber.
From Harry Potter, yeah.
All right. We got a little buffering issue here. Maybe even the computer doesn't want to see where this goes.
That's her disability. She just buffers all the time.
She's just a professional bufferer.
Can't hire her. She never loads.
Yeah. She never loads. Well, she. I guess she didn't like the body image of these models. They look all hot and sexy. Oh, here we go. Hilarious response to skimpy bikini ad. All right. Oh. Need to even let. So she's blown away by the feedback. What did she think was going to happen? Without a bikini model wearing high-cut pair of bottoms. Those are high-cut, and they cut right into her. Oh, okay. See, that's maybe how it's supposed to be worn.
See, I mean, I understand. Obviously, she's attractive, but I still feel like no one should ever wear that suit.
it's just a bad
really
bikini.
Looking.
What are they putting the smiley face over? Is that just like, is she flossing right there?
Yeah. I also don't think the other girl was making that face at all.
Oh, not at all. That was her sexy face.
Yeah.
Have to think that the hair was just coming around.
Oh,
that
maybe that's it.
Yeah, bushy. Probably.
Like when a Venus flytrap closes on a fly. It's a little overhang. Yeah, and then there's the other thing that we just saw, this woman. I don't know.
What's up with fit shaming? Why are we shaming people that their you know, hobby is fitness or
so
whatever?
Here is this girl, obviously has some surgery for some digestive problems. She's got the little water bottle cap lid there.
You could probably make it like a fun, cute little fanny pack or something.
Right, right. Just turn it into a fanny pack.
Yeah, something
full of
fun.
Your own waste product. And then there she goes. Now, of course, the question is, would you? You got to look and go, you know, without that, it's not bad, right? Look at that. She got a buxom.
I'd still have
girl.
To inspect, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have still. That would be interesting, though, to blow one up her ass and watch it come into her bag. Let me say that again. It would be interesting to blow it out. You know, you could figure out how that internal habit trail she's got works.
I mean, can you take the bag off and just cork it for a while?
Yeah, you would think you could just screw a cap on that.
Yeah, or do you got to deal with it the whole time? That kind of sucks.
You don't want it breaking, that's for sure.
Yeah, man.
What was the issue? Maybe, was it like extreme, like Crohn's? Like a very bad Crohn's disease? Or
maybe she's got the Crohn's. Yeah. That's a girl you don't want to say, I'm a squirter.
Yes.
From where?
Yes, yeah.
I'm
a leaker.
An unfortunate birthmark.
Oh, no. It looks like shit.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
What an unfortunate birth.
Can't they hide that thing better?
Well, I think maybe that's her thing, is that she wants to be proud of...
Loud and proud.
Anything.
She has like a lacy sack, though, in that one.
Yeah, yeah, the sack doesn't even look like one of those plastic kind of... She's got matching sacks for her undies.
Yeah, the sack matches, I will say. I'll give that to her.
Yeah.
We took a ride on a friend of mine's center console out to lunch, and one of our friends has a bag, and it blew up on the boat while we were going. And like I was sitting on the starboard side, he was on the port, and I looked over, and like his hands, he just was like covered in shit.
Oh, like the God.
Oh, it was disgusting. It was all over the boat.
It's 2019. Why are they still doing this archaic procedure? What, isn't there some way to fix that?
I guess not.
Well,
I guess the doctors, could just go, oh, wait, we could just put that together with this? Oh, shit, forget it. But also, you gotta figure there's people with weird fetishes. So maybe this is just the perfect market
for someone that's super
into it. So, you know?
To the fact that she's got a bag.
Yeah, so if the rest of her looks good and she feels great and there's some, you know.
She's all patched up on her.
Dudes are into it.
Her belly button. What the fuck is going on with this girl?
That one doesn't match.
Is the birthmark gone?
That one looks like
the same girl?
A half-cooked egg something or other.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe it was shit. Maybe it wasn't an unfortunate birthmark. What does she have?
A lot of confidence.
Diagnosed with juvenile idiopathic arthritis.
Oh, Jesus. What a mess this kid was.
Her immune system attacks the tissues in her joints, causing them to swell.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. When you try to sell someone on the fact that there's a God, figure that
out.
Oh, my God. Dude. I can't. Oh, yeah, I'd fuck that. Right.
I'd say it looks like Uranus, but that's too...
Yeah.
It's the other side, I guess.
Is she... Oh, at least she's not showing it there. I bet dudes come up all the time.
Wait, so what's going on there? How is it so...
I guess it's in her pants like a tranny's cock.
She
tucks it.
She just prefers a dick bulge as opposed to...
Yeah, yeah. She uses some duct tape and tucks her bag.
Huh.
Oh, that's the guy. How unfortunate. He seems to have a very prominent nose.
Very accepting, him.
We could smell all that. You'd think he'd want a smaller nosed boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that looks like a 1995 like rom-com poster.
Oh, that would be a rom-com
or something, doesn't it?
Right? Oh, right. It would be called, like, it's in the bag. They're, like, looking at each other. Ah,
yeah. I'm looking up trying to find if there's any porn with it.
Oh.
But this is called the Philly Sidecar when you put your penis into the hole.
A what?
A Philly Sidecar.
A Philly Sidecar. I'm sure Philly's very proud of the distinction. Like the cheesesteak or the Liberty Bell. But they say at least it's not the Cleveland Steamer.
Yeah.
This is so disgusting. So disgusting.
I was still trying to think of movie titles.
It's still, It's still actually a palate cleanser from the political world, though. Mm. It's not quite as disgusting as what's going on in the first segment that we were talking about.
She's all scat.
She's all scat.
Got it. Got it. Nailed it.
How to lose a boyfriend in 1 second.
27 ruined dresses.
Oh, God, that is really disgusting. I don't know. Good for her. She's at least proud.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she doesn't seem
rocking
to be...
rocking it.
Yeah, people would just go home and fucking not go out or anything like that. It's got to be an interesting subject to broach, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're all just fucking trying so hard to think of more movie titles.
Yeah, yeah. This is everyone. Look at
how these bits.
The writer's room.
What?
Oh, I like that. There you go.
What was that, Bobo?
What was it?
Pretty and Brown.
Pretty and Brown.
It works. It works.
I like it.
It works.
All right. All right. We're pretty and stink. Oh, Jesus.
Shitty and stink.
Shitty and stink.
Shitty and stink. Oh, that is just horrible. Very good, Bobo. Well, I guess we're done with that.
Yes. Yes.
That really is terrible. Let's see. This teacher. Oh, my God. A middle school student recorded a substitute teacher masturbating in the classroom. What are you doing?
You can't do it
in the classroom. He was so wound up that he couldn't even fucking take a break. Listen to the story, because the parents are great. They're disgusted.
Fairfield police say around 10:30, Tracy Abraham was observed inappropriately touching himself while students were in class. According to the police report, the school resource officer received the complaint from several students and a staff member at Creekside Middle School.
Creekside.
Knowing that my daughter had been in class with him prior to when this happened.
Is that the daughter?
And thinking about what if it would have happened while she was in his classroom, it made me sick to my stomach.
Christina Fishwick says her daughter had Abraham as a substitute teacher for history class during first period, and the questionable behavior took place during second period. Fishwick says because her daughter was in the classroom,
so she's mad
she
that he didn't jerk off in front of her daughter. I mean, what's wrong with my daughter?
That he did.
He waited a whole another period.
So I could hear exactly what happened.
Yeah, it is funny that it's only second period.
Like,
I could see maybe end of the day, study hall.
Yeah, you're just looking.
Abraham
who's in that second period class that he had to jack off to is what it is.
In a statement, the school district said it is not aware of Abraham having physical contact with any of our students. In addition, we are not aware of any students being exposed to any nudity.
Oh, they're defending
in Fairfield, Emily Wood, WLWT.
Maybe if it was health class, it was a visual aid.
Did they really have to pick Emily Wood as the fucking reporter? There's no other reporter. Well, we could send we could send Veronica Cock. No. What about Mary Member? Can we send men? No. Fuck. I guess we got to send Wood. Yeah, that's had to be another reporter you could have sent without a.
Wait, did it say what subject at all, or is he just in general a sub of?
Yeah, I guess he can substitute one of those jack off all trades.
Yeah.
He could just go in the classroom and history. I always knew that substitute teachers were bullshit when you realized that. It's like, this guy was just doing a social studies class the day before, and now he's math. If he's so fucking brilliant.
He's not that good.
Yeah, why is he getting shit thrown at him in a classroom? Not that brilliant.
He looked like kind of a... like Egon Spengler, sort of, with
an extra chromosome kind of a thing. Geeky, nerdy look. Yeah. He looked like a science guy.
Definitely.
More so than social studies or anything.
Or Jared, someone said. Jared from Subway.
Jared from Subway, which would fit the whole MO there.
He took it to the next level.
Yeah. And what is going on with the Academy Awards? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I hate them. I don't want to know what's going on with them.
Well, they have no host. And I believe they are going hostless this award show. Last time they did that was 1989. They decided to do it without a host. And I think that was just by choice, not because
I mean, besides the first 10 minutes, you don't really need one.
The host.
The whole thing is we introduce this guy who introduces this guy who introduces the winner. And it's just agents battling to see who can get their famous people on TV for whatever time.
That's exactly
the host
what
is
doing.
Just a, you know, it's just a credit. It's they don't need one.
No.
It's all bullshit.
They started doing that in I think the 60s, maybe even the 50s, they started with multiple celebrities that would introduce categories and then bring out other celebrities to do the actual presenting. Mm. It got up one point, I'm not sure what the year, but it was literally like 17 people hosting the show. And then they brought it down to like four. Mm-hmm. And the one host thing, they come out at the beginning. They do all that hokey bullshit, and then they disappear for a while. Yeah. And then they'll come back and be like, welcome back. They'll tell another joke, crowd work.
Yeah, they try to get creative. Kimmel did some stuff. He took people into different studios. And
it never worked.
I don't know. For the Oscars, it's just like...
It's embarrassing. It's just...
The Oscars should just be a half an hour where every 2 minutes you just run at the screen of who won what.
Yeah, give out an award. Who cares? And, you know, the speeches are ridiculous. Everything's so hokey. We forget, though, how incredibly dumb and hokey shit like that was. Mm. Everything now has to have some kind of message. It's got to be some political thing or mean something bigger or include diversity or just something other than just pure nonsense entertainment anymore.
I will say if whenever they do hosty things or whatever, I do like the classic just like Billy Crystal, Martin Short, like songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Just funny, dumb shit.
Those ridiculously dumb things.
I don't like, let's take a moment to get all serious and or just, you know, whatever.
Well, that's what they stopped doing, is stopped like being funny or having fun or taking things, making a joke out of things because too many people get offended. So, you know, you can't predict 30 layers of fucking offensiveness, what people are going to find offensive.
Or when it's way too topical, like, you know, you should be able to look back, you should be able to watch any Oscars, and all the jokes have to do with just the movies that are presented.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like, you know, when Seth Meyers hosts an award show, it's the same thing as when he does an episode. The monologue is just like, so, the wall is in the news, and here's a joke. Like, you know, it should be all just, let's make fun of fucking who's up for the award, and that's it.
And that's it. But now, that's all you get is some. I was looking at some people's response to the fact that Sarah Silverman's show was canceled off of Hulu. One season canceled. Hulu's known for not giving shows time.
Yeah.
How bad does a show have to be where after one season Hulu tells you to fucking take a hike? So I'm reading the responses, and the people that were very upset about it, not really anything about funny. It was just pretty much, your show is so needed now. We need your voice in these crazy times. It's like, wasn't that supposed to be a comedy? Like, that's the problem people have. Yeah. It's not about being a funny comic show anymore. It's how can you just fucking put out your social justice bullshit and pandering and
or just again, if you're gonna do a comedy show, the goal should be clever premises that are just funny. It shouldn't be we have to also like change people's minds or
right.
Like, and Living Color back in the day was amazing. It made it made its points, but while being super clever, satirical, you know, like South Park or whatever.
It made fun of everything too. Like that's a big thing. If
they clearly are political, but it was, you know, it's not like it was negative in your face, you know, whatever. But
yeah, they just don't seem to understand that. In 1989, which is the last time they didn't have a host, the opening sequence went 11 excruciating minutes. 11 excruciating minutes of a woman dressed as Snow White, Rob Lowe, Merv Griffin singing "We Have a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts," people dancing dressed as stars. And it went on and on and on. Do you have a little of this? Because we'll skip through it, too. But just the beginning and the embarrassed celebrities.
She's back with us tonight. Miss Snow White. Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Archer.
Like, we're past
so
all this bullshit.
To be here tonight.
Now.
I'm a little late, though.
No one can watch this as entertainment anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's like how the Super Bowl halftime shows used to be like Disney parades and shit.
Yeah. Now, you know. And now, like,
it's kind of cool. I think the Blues Brothers did it once, like, oddly enough. Yeah. Like, somehow they went from the Blues Brothers to, you know, fucking Bruno Mars.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Now, look at this over-the-top pomposity.
Not one of them has a colostomy bag, and I am offended.
Right, right. I'm sure every guy in there has fucked every girl in the Star. To get her on the Star.
Yeah.
Now look at
look, Robin. Oh, you make me want to hang myself. Yeah.
Now these celebrities got to sit there and be like,
so wait,
oh God, she's coming.
Is that that's not who? Is that a famous person or just a random?
No, she's a nobody.
So what's funny is that in her head she's like, this is my big break.
This
like,
is it.
Someone's gonna see me and you know put
it
me
destroyed
in.
her blossoming career.
It must be really weird, like. Like, listen, you're never going to get hired again, but we need you to parade around in front of these powerful people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Was that Gary Shandling? He's dead, too. And we'll just look at the dead people.
Yeah, who knew that this Snow White chick, like, predicted everyone's death?
Yeah.
Whoever she touched died.
Like the Grim Reaper.
15 years later. Who is this crazy woman?
So she just goes on and sings this. I mean, yeah, scrub forward a little bit. Now look, now they open up this thing that's supposed to look like the Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel, and they do this big.
No, it looks like the Coco Bongo from The Mask.
It looks like Ricky Ricardo at the Club Babaloo.
You Cuban Pete.
Cuban Pete.
Yeah.
Boom chicky boom boom chicky.
Hell yeah.
Now a big dance number like.
For not having a host, they sure, I think, wasted a lot more money on the rest of the show. They could have just had one person come out doing stand-up.
And, like,
not done all this.
Doesn't wash anymore. Like this, people can't sit and watch it. The attention spans, I guess, are way too short now.
Yeah.
Merv Griffin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, it's a parody. It really does. Roy Rogers.
My God.
Roy Rogers and Dale Evans sitting at a table. What are those costumes? Like the mindset of Americans just changed.
You know what I never thought about though? As it's probably. As a performer, it's probably one of the shittiest crowds you could imagine.
Oh, like, yeah.
You're clearly only performing for the television viewers.
Yeah.
Everyone there just hates you.
They can't stand you.
They want their fucking award and baskets.
They're better than you.
To go get drunk.
Yeah. So now she dances a little with some dude.
Well, they are better than you, though. I think that's also funny.
They don't know how to get off the stage. It's all so hokey. Hopefully we'll get this, though.
So how would you solve this year's problem?
This year...
Would you try to really convince Kevin, or...
No, Kevin just said, fuck it.
Even to Ellen, too. I was really
surprised. Yeah, Ellen was trying to get Kevin. Find the part where Rob Lowe comes in. She was saying, look, I could be a little go-between.
Mm-hmm.
I'll help you out. like the double dong dildo is the go-between between me and my girlfriend,
yeah,
I will be the go-between. Oh, here it comes now, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Goose is Snow White.
Yeah, Rob Lowe is pretty big in 89. But he was also known as kind of a rapey.
I'm such a fan. Really? Well, I'm a big fan of yours, Snow, but you know, there's so much
Snow.
I'd like to know about you.
Yes, Snow. What did...
He's like, can we get Sleeping Beauty out here so I can teabag her instead?
Now they're doing a parody of Rolling on the River.
But you said goodbye.
Oh, boy.
How bad is this?
How has this not been talked about before?
Yeah. I was reading last night about 89 being the year that didn't have a host also.
Was it?
I was like, well, let me see what they had in place. And this popped up, and I'm like, this is fucking awful.
Maybe it was. Maybe he's supposed to be like the one that's not that good.
No, this isn't irony at all.
You don't think
this
so?
This is deadly serious. They really are.
Wow. Oh, now she's racist.
Cultural appropriation. Build a wall on that stage.
No.
And right when you think it should end.
It keeps going. Could have at least got Bruce Willis. He could do harmonica and shit. He could get out there and fucking rock out with the Temptations or whoever he used to sing with.
Get all the gay dudes dancing in the background. Not how many of those are still alive, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Now what? Like, it just doesn't end.
It's like hell.
This is what hell would be. And it's like, excuse me, Satan, how much longer does this go? Eternity. You will sit and watch this.
It's like a sketch now that out of irony keeps going. But that's back then they had no clue.
Yeah, they... Why are they doing Rolling on the River?
Tina Turner comes out and shoots herself at the end of it.
Yeah. Imagine someone going, I got you a part on the Oscars. You're playing a table and chairs. But I sit at a table and chairs. No, you are the table and chairs.
All right, I'll take it.
20 years ago, if you were told me that I was on the Oscar stage, I would never believe
it. Yeah, yeah.
Especially in this horrific way.
One, two, three, four, rolling. Yeah, look.
It's like
oh, my God. Do you see Robert Downey Jr.?
It's like a goddamn Springsteen concert. One, two, three. Just encore, encore.
We're going. Please rewind to Robert Downey Jr.'s face. That says it all.
Oh, that's great. That is so great.
Look at him.
You know why? It's because you know he was their first pick to play the Rob Lowe part.
Right.
And he was like, thank fucking
yes. Gregory Hines,
yeah, wow.
Whatever that was. And then it keeps going. Like, this isn't done yet?
Yeah.
The tables and chairs got
to
go.
And now to do one-arm push-ups, Jack Palance.
Jack Palance.
He comes out rolling.
Uh-oh, this could be racist.
Oh, man. Dreams come true. Dreams come true. Yeah, she's hitting all the buttons on this one. Theater. It's a place where people come to
near and far. You thought that was it.
Maybe that's why she...
Now she's singing China songs.
Never heard from.
Rob Lowe's just like, oh, God. I hope they don't...
They had to... Think about how many times they had to rehearse this. He probably hates himself right now.
Oh, yeah. Now what? Oh, my God. The sets. The extravagant sets. And all these gay men they found. In West Hollywood, go figure.
I hope they do this a recreation of this whole thing for this year's.
See, there you go. That's what you do.
You should do that. You show how far we've come.
You got Rob Lowe instead. Who would you have now?
All the offenders. I want to see a Rockettes lineup like this of Kevin Hart, fucking who's the dude who played Superman that got Me Too trouble? I want them all in there.
So now there's guys doing a Rockettes-style kick line thing.
Yeah, the Cockettes.
The Cockettes. All right, that's got to be it, right? Oh, my God, another set. How many fucking walls do they have in this place?
I can't believe that we are still watching this.
I know.
Maybe there's something to say about it. I don't know. It's apparently addicting. It's also amazing that everyone keeps clapping, too. You'd think,
yeah, yeah.
You'd think they would not.
You know what's funny to watch here, though? This is the old Hollywood. This is old-style Hollywood right up until 89, 90. Nowadays, you couldn't do this because people would be going, really? Hooray for Hollywood? Full of pedophiles, rapists, fucking Weinstein and Spacey. Like this, the glitter's off. The glitter's off. It was still on. We were still fascinated by fucking Lily Tomlin.
They should do an in memoriam of the people that were lost, like, just their career-wise.
Right.
I think would be real fun.
Oh, my God. I never knew Howard Stern did the Oscars.
Ooh, Robin. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Oscars. Ooh. Here comes Baba Booey.
Look at him in the fucking back. Just watch that.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. They got comedy. They got everything here.
And at this very moment, they're trying to make sense of it. And in how many different languages? It's mind-boggling. I knew it was going to happen one day. The whole planet has gone Hollywood. So pull up a seat and be prepared to spend the next few hours sitting on the edge of it.
Watching the rest of the fucking opening. Next few hours.
We'll be right back.
And that's it. And then she had, 27 seconds?
Oh, my God. Go back. Go back. White supremacist. She's a white fucking supremacist. Look at her hand. Look at her hand.
Oh, snap.
Just did the white power thing.
Wow.
Lily fucking Tomlin.
Wow.
White supremacist.
Illuminati.
She knew it back in... There it is! She knew it back in 89. That was going to be a thing. There it is. Well, she'll never work again. See? She never worked again. Well, there you go. I apologize for having to put you all through that.
How long was that goddamn thing?
It's 11 minutes. 11 Whew. Tragic minutes that just went on and on and on. And now that they don't have a host for this one, you got to think they're going to want some extravaganza at the beginning. And like I said, that
era
is long fucking gone. You can't celebrate Hollywood anymore as this thing that we put up on a pedestal, golden and sparkling and better than us. And they're all a bunch of degenerate shit fucks.
Yeah.
And then they're a lot of close-minded assholes that live behind walls and have armed guards that are clamoring for no borders and gun control. So
you know what I noticed?
It covers off.
It took a turn when, you know, it used to just be the names that you knew were the actors, and that was it. And then it became, they realized they make money off of the directors, because there's auteurs and all that shit.
Auteurs, yeah.
And then writers, obviously. But then the problem was producers wanted to be also famous.
They want to be famous.
So it's not even, it's just like, who produced this movie? And now that's when all the creeps come out, because they're the ones doing the fucking couch shit.
They had the power.
Yeah. So they're like, listen, now you're famous, but also I have reason to take you down. Nice.
Yeah, they have the power to say, you're in this, I'm going to make your career, or I'll break your career.
Yeah,
that's when it really started becoming
They got ego, well, I mean, I guess they're always kind of ego-y, but
yeah.
It took it too far, and then...
But no one really cares anymore about that whole thing.
No.
People watch the Oscars and everything, but, I mean, when I was growing up, it was this kind of a big... To see celebrities all in one place like that, you were like, ooh. But now you watch and go, oh, that's that asshole that was tweeting that bullshit the other day. Or, oh, there's the guy that did nothing while his best friend raped women. And now he's, I can't believe it happened.
How funny was the Kevin Spacey little video he put
out. I loved it.
As Frank
All it did was remind me, A, what a great character Frank Underwood is, and B, how great Spacey was playing him.
I just love that he... I mean, I guess he probably knows what he did or what. I just think it's so funny that he's like, listen, if I'm going down, I'm going to be creative about
it. Be creative.
Like, I don't
going
know.
Going down like I would want to.
OJ should put a video out of his Naked Gun character.
Oh, God,
just
yes.
Do something, try to win people back.
Remember when you liked me when I.
Nordberg, right?
Was Nordberg.
That Nordberg.
When I was under the truck on the dolly and it was driving around and my legs was kicking. That wasn't really me.
Behind the scenes of the Naked Gun with OJ.
That's his only chance coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could host.
This is something. Jeff Bezos there, the owner of Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
CEO of Amazon. Him and his wife are getting divorced, and word has it, no prenup. $137 billion, and she will get half of it because she, what? What did she do? The second any women want to come forward and say that she should leave that marriage with a little more than she came into it with, and he should get everything, then I'll start buying everything else you have to say about glass ceilings and diversity and women in the workplace and harassment and all that other shit. The second women come forward and say he should keep everything he earned and she should, you know, leave with pretty much with what they came into the marriage with. And maybe a little more because she was, you know, she made a few sandwiches.
It's the Adam and Eve story. She took a big bite of the apple.
She did.
You know what I mean?
Dude, she's leaving with
boom.
Billions.
Wait, no. Does he? What is he? He's not Apple. Wait, what is?
He's Amazon.
Amazon, okay.
Amazon, which is now the most valued company in the world.
Yeah.
Amazon. Everybody, you should have known it. Like Amazon, every day there's something at your house from Amazon. And then it's like
you don't
not
even
only.
Order shit.
Like, it's like, oh, they deliver shit. It's like, nah, they make things. They make movies now. They fucking do. It's like everything's Amazon. All your TVs are tied into it. That stupid Alexa unit that rats you out at your house.
I don't do that yet. I don't like it. I don't trust them. I also probably wouldn't know how to work it properly.
I don't
know.
1 year ago. He's dead now.
Yeah. We'll see. That's why.
I'd have murdered that rat in my house.
Alexa, murder my agent.
Murder my agent, Alexa.
Puts out a gas or something.
So, yeah. Psst.
Yeah.
It was, so I plugged it in and everything and went through the setup and all that shit. And then I noticed it was like having chit chats with my Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want my fucking electronics ratting on me to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see what Anthony watched the other day? Oh, yeah. Let's order some shit on his account. Like, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was something about an autonomous car that in Vegas there at the...
Self-driving.
Yeah, self-driving car. What is that thing called? The N fucking...
Well, Waymo or something? They're trying to do that. Is that what it's called? Waymo?
They're
trying to get into the autonomous car...
The tech show in Vegas. What's it called?
CES.
Oh, I don't know.
CES. There it is. Mm-hmm. CES. And apparently a self-driving car hit an autonomous robot on the road.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's like no one's responsible for that.
Yeah.
It's just fucking, you know, a little mechanical fucking Salino and Barnes comes in, I guess. But other than that.
Yeah. There's like a virus, like a computer virus or some shit. Like, what are they?
Maybe the car didn't like the looks of the fucking thing.
GPS gets.
Maybe the car didn't like the fucking Wi-Fi it was throwing off.
Yeah.
Fucking maybe didn't like the color of the fucking robot.
Are you allowed to be drunk in an autonomous? Do they need?
No, you need to have control of the car. There was a story
just in case you have to be so.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
People are saying it's fake, but he just grazed it.
Nice.
I don't know. There was a case a couple of months ago.
That guy's right on.
What happened? I saw that car. Write down his plate number. A couple of months ago, this guy was driving I think it was a Tesla, autonomous. It was on autopilot, which just you're supposed to be used. You know, you're supposed to monitor it. But he drove for miles, completely passed out drunk in the driver's seat. that's, the cops pulled up next
that's
to
the
him.
Only reason I would get one.
Yeah.
Is to like be able to just wake up and, oh, okay, I'm here.
They were blowing the horn at him, trying to get him to stop. Finally, they pulled the car in front of it and slowed down, and the car knew to slow down until it stopped.
Yeah.
And it was probably safer on autopilot than it would have been if that fucking guy was driving it. So, you know, you got to weigh that out, but you're supposed to be in control of your vehicle at all time.
That's silly.
Even if you're on autonomous mode, you can't be that drunk.
I disagree with it.
Look at that shit.
Look at what. Oh.
Amazon CEO and wife announced a divorce.
Cat's probably for it.
Oh,
is
yeah.
A cat there? One the other where's talking to that dude. Is that her there?
Is that her? Looks like her posture. She does sit up very straight. She's very pretty.
Did she ever come on this show?
Yeah, she's been on here a couple times. And I've done a few shows over there where she's been on. She's good.
Gut.
She's good. She goes out. She parties. She knows what it's all about. She's got that raspy voice.
Yeah.
From drinking and smoking. I don't know if she smokes. I know
vapes.
She drinks.
She's a big vapor.
She vapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. You vape like all the kids.
Yeah.
Did you see Bezos's new girl?
No, she better
a new one already? Is she autonomous? I would get a robot chick. Just hang out with her. Or I'd build one, I guess.
She looks a little built. Who is she? Where's she come from?
She's a TV anchor, Lauren Sanchez.
Dirty Sanchez, I know her. She's a TV anchor?
She's a TV anchor? Wow.
Of course.
Hmm.
Of course that's who he is. All these fuckos... with their
fuck
when you see the magazines, like we were talking about earlier, bikini models and fat shaming and body shaming, and we need more diversity in the way women look and this you all fail when you get rich and powerful and pick a girl. You all show what every fucking guy is thinking. Stop lying to everybody. It's blatant.
Yeah.
It's a litmus test for centuries we've been watching that the powerful rich men get beautiful women. They sometimes even ditch their old bets.
And
unless you're gay.
Wolverine. You know, from the other perspective, beautiful women or, you know, stereotypically beautiful women get their pick of
the sports
money
guys.
Bags or whatever they want.
Right, you know, the professional athletes,
whatever their thing
actors,
is.
Right.
So.
They know how it works. So stop fucking faking and putting a plus-size model on the cover of fitness magazine when we know that what guys want to look at aesthetically, no reflection on personality or anything, but when
also,
it is visual stimuli.
With the Harvey Weinstein thing, it is funny that, like, you know, it's a wrong behavior no matter what, but they do always throw in the how fucking disgusting he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They're always like, and not only is he immoral, but just imagine fucking that gross man. And you're like, okay.
Throw in some shaming.
Yeah, like, you know, we get it, but.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it was the other way around, that's not a valid
thing.
No. You can't.
His actions are disgusting, and you should leave it at that.
No one says, like, Roseanne or something, like a, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A big celebrity. No one would be like, well, if she did anything to get to the top, just imagine how fucking gross. No.
They would call that shaming.
Yeah.
That would be some type of inappropriate shaming. Yeah. What the hell is this? TV again? What? The fuck's that fired? Q13, a Fox staffer fired after TV station airs altered Trump video?
It is a little quick clip. It's really weird. I don't really understand.
I haven't seen this yet.
How he did it or...
He manipulated it with the...
I don't know if he did a
digital
live
or... digital magic, or did he just do what they do on In Hot Water and put Aaron Berg's lips,
pretty much,
and googly eyes.
Give great taste. What's that?
It's like all right. Frozen. There we go. I don't know. It's all
and Shapiro.
So Shapiro, what is
it? In there.
This is like one of those things they show you a lot of things really quick, and you got to remember it. I saw Ben Shapiro.
Whatever you see first, it somehow, like, shows your, like,
right.
Fetish. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security.
Wait. That aired?
Yeah, so the left was what really aired, and obviously, the right was what aired on that one channel.
What the fuck?
Oh, so it came through like he was. It was like a New World Order fucking...
Who thought that was a good idea? It's pretty good, actually, if you didn't see the...
Yeah. It's like from the movie Them, or what was that with Roddy Piper?
They live, something.
Yeah.
So he did that, and then they just kind of looped him with the tongue thing.
I guess, but he's like he was lip syncing correctly the whole time, and there's no clear edit or any.
I think it's his mouth. I think they just
Robert Smigel doing the
like it went like that.
Conan bit.
He licked his lips, and I think they slowed it down. Like, I think it's actually Trump's mouth.
Yeah. And they like looped it.
Digital magic. Yeah, that's going to be a big problem in the future. Yeah, because there he goes. He did that. So they just and that's a reason to fire a news guy. Not because he fucked up trying to say Martin Luther King's name. They just fired a weather guy who, you know, he obviously made a mistake. Mm. It's very hard. Luther Jr. has the oo sound. So you go to say King, sometimes it just follows over and it comes out as a slur, a racial epithet. And it's happened numerous times over the years because it is such a common misspeaking. So the guy did it. He said Martin Luther Coon Jr. and then quickly changed it to King, the King, and they fired him for it.
Like he went out there saying, look, watch what I'm going to get away with.
Yeah.
No, you would never.
Intent is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And I'm certain he didn't intend.
Remember when Shepard
woke up in the morning,
Shepard Smith,
tying his tie going, wait till they see. Wait till they get a load of me.
Yeah. I'm totally going to slip Coon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know you're going to say with the Shepard Smith. Well,
the blowjob thing?
Blowjob one. Yeah. Jenny from the block.
Yeah. Or no, he wanted to say curb job or something.
Yeah, something a blow job.
Something about
what clip is that? The Shepard Smith blow job clip. They won't fire that motherfucker.
It's funny because he says it like with a lot of enthusiasm too.
Yeah,
like he's real happy about
blow
it.
Blow job.
And he corrects himself.
Yeah, find that
Jenny
one.
Jenny from the block.
And then find tax cunts. That one's one of my favorite old-time clips we used to have a lot of fun with. Now?
The blowjob clip's not coming up.
Like, wow.
That's real weird.
Was it Shep Smith? Maybe it was someone else?
No, it was Shep.
I'm pretty sure.
It was Shep Smith. He said blowjob. Yeah.
Shep Smith.
Can you find the tax cunts one then?
Yeah, I'll look for that.
All right. On that one. But people make these mistakes and you know, it's obvious they're just a speaking error to fire someone for that. We have a video of the guy being interviewed, the news guy. He put out his own tape, him and his wife who were crying. Here it is. This one's great.
Key component in what the president insists is a job stimulus program. Ohio, a strong Republican state, is hurting economically. And as NBC's David Gregory reports tonight, the president took his message right to a powerful Ohio Republican who is not convinced the tax cuts are the answer.
I love that one.
He kind of has a problem with, like, the whole sentence.
Oh, he's got
that. He just, yeah.
He's got one of those lisps that make it very difficult to say your L's.
Yeah.
L comes out like all. So there were plenty of stories.
Everything's from the gut.
Yeah. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Yeah. Today, the worst was the Achille Lauro.
Oh, there he is.
On the Achille Lauro, Leon Klinghoffer was from the deck of the Achille Lauro. Oh, here it is.
New song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party. The New York Post. Sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened.
I have no idea.
I have an idea how it happened. What were you giving right before the show?
2002.
It's also weird. Why? It seems like an inappropriate reference no matter what. Why would you be like... People from where she's from say they'd give her a curb job.
A curb job?
It's not a friendly story. Like,
no. Like from American History X?
People that know her would smash her fucking head into a curb. Like, that's
make her bite the curb and stomp on the back of her head, then give her a block party.
Yeah,
it's a little excessive.
He's so happy about it.
A curb job, then a blow job. Oops. She has one of those terrible icky vaginas. I'm sorry, people. Did we have another one, I guess? No, that was it. Tax cunts.
Oh.
Not sure of tax cunts.
Oh, bloopers.
He worked himself up to, like, the head fucking muckety-muck anchor at NBC News with a speech impediment that was just abominable to listen to.
Yeah.
Dana. Judy, my ex-mother-in-law, had that one. She had that same lisp. Let's go to Nello's and get some lobster. I like lots of lemon on my lobster. All right, Judy. Make sure you make 3 right-hand turns because I don't make lefts. And 3 rights make a left. She never used to make left turns.
No.
She was afraid of left turns.
Okay.
So if she had to make a left onto a road,
I could see that.
She would just make 3 rights.
Mm. Mm. Makes sense, yeah.
Makes sense if you're a fucking blithering idiot alcoholic.
Yeah.
And again, we could just ask Gino.
Ah. It's probably right across the street. We could get
probably
him.
Is.
Get him.
Him and fucking Schultz just blowing each other. Not gay, we're drunk. Oh.
Didn't Mythbusters prove her correct, though?
Really?
They did the whole no right turns, and I think they ended up saving gas and...
What?
Yeah.
Oh, for lefts, because you have to wait to make the left, so you save gas. It probably is less dangerous.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be driving then if you need to fucking... Oh, my God. Let's see,
I think
left
that's
turn.
What, like, UPS does or FedEx or one of those.
Billy, is there a regulation that they have to...
That's what I've heard, or that's why they tested the myth.
It's a big
can truck. Can you program your autonomous vehicle to only make...
only make rights. 3
goes in
rights,
circles everywhere.
Make a left. I want my grandma, yay. Anthony, could you get me some wine out of the box in the refrigerator? The box.
Refrigerator?
Right. The box. Refrigerator. Oh, I want to tell the fine people watching about BetDSI. That's it. NFL playoffs underway. Your last chance to get lucky this season is here. Last weekend was a great opportunity to make a few bucks if you picked correctly. But let me ask you this, huh? How would you like to double that money guaranteed? I'm sure you would. When you register with the promo code Kumiaball right there, you double your money instantly. To get you going in the playoffs, BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. Oh, that's right. Deposit and start winning. You get up to $2,500 free. Double your money right from the get-go and use that promo code KumiaBall. When it comes to football, BetDSI's got odds on everything you could ever want or imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all of the global sports, even politics, celebrities, and reality shows. Do they do an Oscar thing? See what movies are online
was
to win?
You could bet the host.
Oh, how about none? Yeah, but he doesn't
that was,
show.
That was the odds-on favorite by far.
Yeah.
No host, yeah. And Kimmel was the second one. And there's no way Kimmel's just going to jump in and do it real quick.
No.
I mean, I bet he would.
You have to rehearse those things.
I bet that he would do that.
He probably would.
That's true.
I'd give a lot of respect to anyone that would jump in now. Because the eyeballs are going to be on you. You're going to get zero time to rehearse anything, write stuff.
Yeah. The latest is they're trying to get like as many Avengers as they can.
Yeah.
Could kind of do a hostless show, but have all the Avengers
should,
come be there.
Interestless.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone should come out.
Yeah.
Make fun of everyone.
Do it. Just make fun of everybody, regardless. If it's happening, BetDSI is going to put a line on it. BetDSI, they've been online for 20 years. My God. It's a long time, isn't it? And they built an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment, combined with an excellent mobile interface. So you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com today using promo code KumiaBall. There it is. And you already won. You double that bankroll straight away. That's promo code KumiaBall. to get in on the action and get paid. Don't you stand on the sidelines like an idiot and lose and watch the games with zero interest in it. Be in it, win it, and enjoy the games that much more when you play at BetDSI.com. Bless you, BetDSI. Whoa, here it comes. Whoa, that football. It's crazy. Almost hit me.
Was that that was the Bears kicker? Kicked that one?
Yeah, yeah. I was landed, the post.
Landed over here.
Oh, boy. What a dummy. What other things? Chris
Wow, a lot of stories the there.
Oscars, that's, yeah. That's kind of... yeah, any of these guys, like, what's Chris Rock going to... Chris Rock is funny, and he's pretty irreverent, and he could be mean to celebrities, and that's exactly
he's
what
done it before, about. Though, too, so it's
he
like...
Did it before, yeah.
Why not? You know, you've been vetted.
They don't
of.
Want that.
Yeah.
They don't want... They want... I don't know what they want at this point. Who are they trying to please? Who are they trying to appease? A small minority of people that are outraged at everything? Mm. Like, that seems to be what everyone's trying to put out there these days. A bunch of dopes. other things going on. What? I don't know. That guy there. What's this? A black guy films white guy with dead raccoon in Burger King? Sometimes the story, the title just grabs you.
Do we? Oh.
I don't know what that's all about.
Read it again.
Black guy films white guy with dead raccoon in Burger King.
Okay.
This nigga done brought a dead raccoon in the motherfucking McDonald's. Look at this shit. That motherfucker dead in the motherfucker. This nigga wow. got rabies like a motherfucker.
I got rabies like a motherfucker.
This motherfucker crazy. He ain't gonna bring it in there where the food at. Nigga, you so motherfucking stupid. Look at this shit. This motherfucker put the raccoon on the table.
Raccoon's all over the news
he
today.
Yeah. This motherfucker got him on the table, bruh.
He brought a rat king into Burger Coon.
Man, he getting up leaving now.
That's how the weatherman
shit.
Would say it.
Look, he leaving now.
The McCoon.
Look at this motherfucker.
I love this guy.
Wow! This wow. motherfucker bring a dead ass raccoon into McDonald's. This nigga crazy, boy. I tell you.
It's also funny that he's not going in. He's just like through the window.
Through the window.
San Francisco. Nigga trying to come get him something to eat before he go to work. Look at this bullshit. This motherfucker.
Can we get this guy to host the Oscars?
Yeah, not this guy.
Great commentary.
Great host.
He brung him in there. This motherfucker right here.
Is that Tommy Chong?
I've seen it all. Somebody need to call 911 on this dumb ass. He gonna bring a dead
oh,
ass
shit.
Motherfucker raccoon and put him on the table. This nigga crazy. This nigga crazier than the motherfucker right here. I don't want nothing out this McDonald's. I will never come back to this motherfucker. This some goddamn bullshit. Yeah, he need to go to jail.
Then you find out it's this Bill Burr doing a stereotypical
jail.
Impression.
Yes.
He gets in trouble.
You don't want to go in there? This motherfucker bring a dead ass raccoon into the
just
McDonald's.
It's the guy's whole day.
Yeah. That's some damn bullshit. Look, he got him on the table though. This nigga crazy. They chasing him.
It is kind of weird. No one's like addressing it yet.
This yeah. nigga just brung this motherfucker and put this motherfucker on the table.
Oh, now he's got a co-host.
Yes. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. No, no. Oh, no.
Oh, look at all the blood.
This motherfucker crazy, boy. He ain't gonna pick him up. Nigga, you going to jail. Why would you do that, bruh? Don't bring... Oh, he bringing him this way. I don't want nothing out that motherfucker.
Got some rabies.
Then he gonna put him in the garbage.
Superior in the garbage can, motherfucker.
Wow. Nigga, I don't want nothing out of it. Look at that shit. Y'all need to call
oh,
the
Oh, man.
This guy needs
Somebody
to report
need
from
to
the
call.
Wall.
Get the fuck away
we need to send
me,
him to the
retarded
border.
Motherfucker.
Dude, that is a fucking...
You going to
his
jail.
Thoughts.
Go wash your fucking hands before you fuck around and get sick.
That motherfucker already sick. He ain't gonna get sick. He already sick. They need to call the health department. Look at that shit. Blood all on the floor. Nigga, you don't want nothing out of there. Call the motherfucking health department.
This guy knows everyone to call.
They walking all through the blood and all that shit.
That's like a biohazard.
That's a nasty motherfucking whatever the fuck he is. That shit don't make no sense. He put him in the garbage can.
Why didn't he follow the
French fries in it? Oh, God.
Hell no, that nigga didn't wash his hands.
He washes.
That motherfucker need to go to jail. Let me get up out of here. I don't want nothing out of this bitch. I never come back to this McDonald's.
Aw.
McDonald's. I don't want nothing out of this bitch.
Nigga, they need to call the health department. Don't nobody want to go in that motherfucker. You don't want to go in there, bruh. Motherfucker just had brung a dead raccoon in there, put him on the table.
Burger dead.
Look, come look at the blood on the ground. Right.
He this guy's loving it.
Over there.
I'm loving it.
All in there on the table. Look. It's a nasty motherfucker.
Man.
They put him in the garbage. The nigga put him in the garbage.
Someone call Mayor McCheese.
Blood all you gotta in that get the, somebody the need to call police. The health department.
The filet of fish policeman. Get out, because the raccoon worse than the hamburglar. Wearing a mask like the hamburglar.
Already stiff as a board. Wow. They need to lock the door. I wouldn't eat shit out of there.
Eat shit.
I wouldn't eat shit out of there. Oh, this guy's awesome. You can't wait to tell new people.
Put him on the table,
though. Everyone that he warns everyone that goes.
Yeah.
Stands in the drive.
Put him on the drive-thru. Yeah. Welcome to McDonald's. I wouldn't need shit out of here. You want a dead raccoon? Please drive around.
16th and Betrayal again. This motherfucking white man, I don't know what the fuck he was. This nigga just come put a dead
ass. Oh, I didn't picture him to look like that. He looks exactly like I picked him.
God damn. I don't believe that. That's some bullshit. Let me take my hungry ass to work. I'll get something at lunch. Or if somebody want to bring me something to eat. Bring me something to eat. I appreciate it. But I'm going to get this money.
Money?
Talk to y'all soon.
Oh, boy.
God is love.
Sounds a little shady what he's doing. I don't know, but at least he warned the fine folks around there.
At least he warned.
That a motherfucking raccoon was dead up in that bitch. Yeah. Yeah, that made his whole night. He's probably still talking about that.
Yeah.
And then I was standing there. He's just around the hood. He's on a stoop somewhere conveying the story to everyone he knows. Love it.
A podcast every day tells the story.
Dead Raccoon Podcast. Motherfucker, welcome to the Dead Raccoon Podcast. Today, I'm going to tell you again how I saw a motherfucking dead raccoon.
Today, in the hot seat, who has to listen to the same story. You won't believe who has to listen to me today.
Tell my dead raccoon story again. That shit crazy. Some invasion of privacy issues going on
McDonald's. Yeah.
McDonald's. Poor little raccoon. He must have said something bad about Hillary Clinton. Is he dead as a motherfucker? A couple of privacy issues. Apple. We all, not all, but a lot of people use an Apple phone. Ish. And they love to help. And I've always told people, the second a company or a government entity presents the public with something to help them, it is just a ploy to get you to have it and use it all the time. It would never, years ago, I watched
Trojan
science
horse.
Fiction. Yeah.
It's Trojan horse.
Trojan horse shit. I watched science fiction movies from years ago where it was a government agency and they're like, they're putting bugs or tracking things in the people and people watching go, oh, that would never happen. I would never do that. And then they give you this. You were given this where if you leave it at home, you will literally turn around to get it. And it's tracking everything you do, everything you do, everything
that goes
you
back
say,
to the whole Alexa stuff.
It's just the Alexa
they have,
thing.
They have, you know, data out the ass now.
That's it. All the TV, your TVs are smart TVs, so you talk to them. And it's not all internal. People seem to think that Alexa unit has all the answers in it. And you tell it, ask it a question, and that's it. What you ask goes out.
It's everywhere.
And it goes to a location where it's recorded and stored. And used to sell you shit and God knows what else. But it's this constant convenience thing that they offer you. And then, or a fun thing, or just something that's in your interest. And then all of a sudden, it's turned around and used against you. Very, very underhanded. So the first thing I want to hit on is this Apple thing. Apparently, if you're hard of hearing, you have your earbuds in. Do you know you can have your phone and set it for something where you can now go, excuse me, I'm a bit hard of hearing. I'm going to turn on my little Apple thing and put it here so I could hear what you're saying. La-di-la. By the way, it works 50 feet away and you never know it's on. So I can literally go like this, hit the bathroom and listen to the conversation to see what they're saying about you.
It's a great idea. It's like those things they aim at football fields.
Right, the parabolic mics and everything.
Just a pocket.
Now if anybody leaves to go to the bathroom and leaves their phone there, you really got to wonder if maybe, there it is. Here's how to spy on people using your Apple AirPods. This is really fucking nuts. Conversations? How about you just want to fucking hear what other people are saying? about anything, maybe a business deal or what have you. Years ago, I knew a guy. He had heard that Jerry Lewis, I guess it was, always wondered what people were going to say about him when he left the room. So once he put a tape recorder in a briefcase, and then one of my friends heard about this and told a buddy that he knew who wondered what they were saying about him in the office. And he put a tape recorder in the briefcase and he heard like crazy sounds and smashing noises and couldn't figure out what it was. And then it turns out somebody had left or he left the briefcase in there and somebody kicked it and stepped on it and broke it. How did that one end, actually?
Metallic squink. That's all I remember.
Right. It was a metallic squink.
Because that do you also get excited like if you get a voicemail and you realized it was a butt dial and then you're just listening to
I can't listen.
I get excited. I'm like waiting there hoping that they just mumble some shit to themselves. I don't know. I
hang up on butt dials.
Why?
Because I'm very scared that they might bring up something.
Yeah, like, but then you know.
I'd rather not know. There are some things best not known.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
It's happened. You're like, hey, well, what is this? Hello?
I have not
you
had...
just hear the car, the radio, and it's, I don't know. So I was having Anthony Cormier. Yeah. Brilliant, genius man.
No, I hang up on a bit much, but what are you going to do?
So it's fucking racist. Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather not hear it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of a hey. I don't need fuck it. But that's pretty tricky. You never knew that was possible. And then these 23andMe type companies where you swab your mouth and you send them some of your DNA and they run it and they see where you're from. So isn't that nice? You're like, where am I from? Oh, you did that?
I hate that shit.
Where are you from?
Germany.
Nice.
And then I traced my ancestry back, and I'm related to King Henry VIII through my 13th great-grandfather, married Catherine Parr, who was Henry VIII's, one of his wives.
Wow. Did she get the old decapitation?
I think she died naturally.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From her head falling off.
Probably, yes.
That
yeah.
natural
that cause.
Naturally happens when you...
Naturally die. You naturally die when your head is separated from your body.
Enough blood is finally out.
But I figure if they ever find like my remains in a ditch somewhere,
yeah.
they'll be able to identify me now.
Well, that's true. And they could identify other people from your family that may have committed a crime.
Yeah.
True. And that
so that's how they got the Golden State killer. Yeah. But now we find out that a lot of these companies, 23andMe included, the whole business model started not for the convenience and wonder of finding out where you're from, but to sell your fucking genetic information to pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in England just gave a shitload of money to 23andMe to buy genetic information of their customers, which you readily sign away in that long-winded terms of a service agreement.
It'd be cool if you could get like royalty checks from your data.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yes.
Every now and then, when your data every month, you get like $7 or something.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yep. So here's what I think it was Glaxo, Glaxo Klein or whatever it is. They were the Glaxo Smith Klein. GlaxoSmithKline.
Yes.
It's GlaxoSmithKline. And they buy this information, and now you have the genetic markers for a fuckload of people. Now you could see if they have any risk of disease, and you can market to them maybe preventative medicine or medicine that they would use during the course of treating a disease.
Yeah.
Directly to people based on their genetics.
I want them
of getting the disease. It's fucking sci-fi shit.
Do you think they can trace back like where you got a disease? Like, let's say, you know, I sent my herpes away, and it's like, oh my god, my strand comes from George Washington. That's cool.
The same strand of herpes.
This, yeah. Wouldn't
he
that
got
be
it from Ben Franklin's asshole?
Yeah. STDNA.com. Yeah. Why can't we do that shit?
What, you know, I shared a chlamydia with Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
I have great chlamydia.
Whole new meaning to George Washington slept here.
Ah, yeah. And he apparently, we can prove, left these crabs in the bed.
At the end of the commercial, they're like, their couple's hooking up, and they're like, I have no idea where you've been. And she's like, I do.
Looks
at the thing.
Oh, it's like, yeah, oh, there you go. Fuck. Every little fucking marker is in there. Yeah, it is fucked up. I love watching shows like Forensic Files and those crime shows where Cold Case Files is a great one. Go back to the 60s and 70s and they find a dead person. They got nothing. Mm-hmm. And they put it up in a room, an Indiana Jones Ark of the Covenant room. and then years later, some fucking Budinsky, new cop goes.
Budinsky. Yeah.
Let's check this. Meanwhile, the guy's fucking, you know, he's a farmer somewhere, has a family, just put out of his mind that he massacred a fucking young girl while he was a trucker. And they find you. You can't get rid of that shit.
They always have things that are easily found by some dumbass, but they're put away so strategic. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you stumble upon?
It's quite amazing.
Like in Raiders, like he went through a whole map and a sand, the whole thing, and he has to fucking use that rope to get down into the snake pit, and then he comes out. That easy way out is just like he moved a rock.
It's a rock.
Why didn't he just go to that fucking rock?
Go in through the rock.
Yeah, why didn't the map lead to the
rock?
Yeah,
he just pushes it out. It's like, oh, this is handy. Yeah. It's ground level.
And you just go in.
You can see the bad guys out there.
You don't have to risk life and limb fucking falling three stories through snakes.
That's fucked up.
Anyway.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Sorry.
I have to watch it again now just to see that part. So again, this shit's just, everything is spying on you. Every fucking thing is spying on you. And whether you, you know, the old adage, if I'm not doing anything wrong, I don't have anything to worry about, it doesn't apply anymore because it's not even wrong or right or anything. It's just this invasion of your privacy.
Yeah.
Because if you don't think that when I bought a Samsung TV recently and it has all the features, it hooks into your internet and you can talk to it and ask what shows you want to watch. If you don't think it's keeping tabs on the shows you watch and then advertising to you based on that, or that it isn't...
Just somehow they all have to do with child porn, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I don't want this...
What?
Develop a theme here, yeah.
Like Pete Townsend. I was doing research for a book that I was writing. Yeah. And it's one of those deals, though, where like you can't trust that they're not going to cross-use the information and start... sending you stuff. It just seems to be an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
And what's fine and dandy now, as we've learned, 10 years from now might not be. So if you're engaged in some kind of activity now that's all innocent, in 10 years it could be something that is terrible and there's a record of it because your fucking TV talked to your Alexa.
Yeah, like instead of
the toaster, you were a fucking asshole.
Instead of like, oh, he tweeted this 10 years ago, it's going to be like, no, he at his dinner table said a gay joke.
He said this.
We also heard him and all of his friends laughing and you know. So
it's there. You know, when you get the Alexa unit, there's an app that you download and you sync everything up and you can pull up every question you ever asked the Alexa unit. It's all in there. And to get rid of it is very difficult. And it's a record. And if you think,
all the questions are, how do I erase my Alexa?
How do you erase the Alexa thing, you bitch? And if you think it's only going to your phone app, like just stop. Stop. We're not even close to realizing how fucking intrusive these companies have gotten. At least the government has to abide by certain rules, whether they are or not. There are rules in place that we're not supposed to have our privacy invaded by our own government. But these corporations have, we sign it away. We click accept because who the fuck's going to read through that or even understand it? And we want it. We want it at that moment. So you click accept and that's it.
Like,
you give up all your rights.
It's like an addiction, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're taking advantage of people that need to be.
Oh, yeah. Constantly. And all that's being read and fed into things and exposing your.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Comment. What do you got over there on the couch?
I'm in Florida. And I don't know.
No, you're not. You're in New York City. Have this woman check for dementia.
I'm from Florida.
That King Henry's got to be bullshit.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Right.
It's bullshit already. I don't know if they're doing it here, but at Walgreens now, if you go to buy any kind of tobacco product, alcohol, anything like that, they don't card you anymore. They scan your driver's license. So now they know if you smoke, if you drink, all that
stuff.
And
if you don't think that's going to be sold to insurance companies and doctors and what have you for rates, of course it is. Mm-hmm. That I brought up the way they've been doing it these days is they call it the safe driver discount. Any insurance company will give you a little virtual black box that they have in airplanes for your car. And it's easily plugged into your fuse box panel, the same place that they plug in things when they inspect your car and whatnot. And you plug it in and it lets Progressive know that you're a safe driver so Progressive can give you your money back. And that's absolutely how this is advertised on the commercials. Now, what they're not telling you is that if you're not a safe driver or you've been involved in an accident, all that information is given to them to determine who was at fault.
Yeah.
Were you speeding? When did you apply the brake? I mean, all this shit is fed to them under the guise of we'll save you some money. It's another rat, an electronic rat giving you up.
Ugh.
It's nuts.
I have the bird box feature.
The bird
I'm always at fault because I'm blindfolded when I crash into things.
Yes. Well, you just got to use that GPS. Yeah. Apparently that works in the bird box. I was watching one of my favorite internet channels is those guys that do the film reviews. What are they called?
Red Letter Media?
Red Letter Media. Oh, do I love them. Huh. Red Letter Media.
I gotta look that up.
They're really good, man. And they were doing Bird Box. It was hilarious. They're really funny. And they nail it. Like, they get that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, that was complete, like word of mouth viral marketing that got people to watch that movie, because it's basically a bad movie.
But, yeah, that good the movie. Whole, I mean, it's the same thing as, obviously for a different reason, but, like, the what was the ice thing? The water.
A Quiet Place.
Well, no, that I just mean I mean the viral thing of when they were raising money
the
for
ice
ALS,
bucket
the ice bucket. That's you gotta just tell people to do shit that's funny, and that's the new kind of social media marketing.
So you could tell them to watch a movie.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
watch it.
Film yourself, you know, doing anything with a fucking blindfold, like changing a baby, or, you know, you're just getting shit on your hand, like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And then you go and watch. I don't know, but
well, Netflix said that. They don't usually give out numbers, but they said that I think it was something like 250 million people. Was it 250
million? Kind of weird that they
don't. People.
I feel like that you should have to, kind of.
It was, maybe it wasn't that much, but it was an insane amount of people that watched it. Mm. And if it would have been in the movie theater, when you have that much,
like
$10 a head and stuff, it would have been an amazingly huge gross.
45 million.
Oh yeah, that was it. So it was at $10 a pop. It would be like $450 million.
Oh,
for so like half a billion dollars if it would have been in movies, theater, and made that much.
Yeah, but
that many views.
But I don't know if it's that kind of a movie where it would make people actually get up.
Well, it's
and
not.
Go. I mean, it would obviously be somewhat of a hit, but not.
Yeah,
that.
That's just it. It's like, what determines now if it's good or not? It can't just be the amount of people that watch it, because
it's the amount of campaigns behind it, like you know, Wonder Woman, or
and then it becomes a viral thing. Like, people started doing the stupid Bird Box challenge where they put blindfolds on themselves and tried to do things.
That's a great idea. I think
people are retarded
marketing wise.
Yeah, yeah, marketing wise.
People are retarded.
They brought up some great points with the movie, though. It's like, you can't do a movie like that and have it start with Sandra Bullock and the two kids, and she's saying you got to keep your blindfold on, and then go 5 years earlier. Then you look and you go, all right, everyone dies. Everyone I'm seeing dies. She doesn't.
Yeah, you already know.
It takes the mystery out of everything.
Yeah.
You can't. You're like, prequels are weird like that, too, where it's like, well, I'm not really that thrilled because I know in the sequel thing, that person's still alive. So
also,
whatever tension you're getting isn't.
I just hate endings. Not so much, you know, how a lot of people say if it's ambiguous, they leave it up to
whatever.
But I hate the ones that don't. Like, this one would have been perfect if they just went for it, where you don't know. Maybe these people, they kill themselves, and now they're in, like, a great place or something.
Ah.
I thought it was leading to eventually just accepting whatever. Not,
right.
I didn't look at the death as a negative thing.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's scary, obviously. But then they just kind of cut it off. They're like, oh, now you just live here for your life, and that's it.
That is,
so
like,
I was disappointed.
So many fucking movies right now. Like, all these movies that
did you see Bird Box, or are we just okay?
These indie a lot of indie movies, they don't end.
they
just
don't
stop.
End. Yeah,
the movie literally stops. Mm. You're like, what?
Because everyone thinks they're Stanley Kubrick now, and they have to get a you know.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I like figure it out.
Fuck you. You write the rest of your goddamn movie.
Like, I liked the movie. I just think that the end could have been so much more interesting, but I don't know.
There are a lot of movies like that, though, that I like the movie itself. I'm like, oh, this is good. This is why. And I do it every time. I'm like, don't you do it. Don't you. This fade to black is a little long.
You can feel it. And then it comes up, the director.
And then the credit, and I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah. I hate that.
What did you do?
I love when another
up my phone,
scene.
I'm like, now I'm getting reviews. It's like, yeah, he thought it sucked too.
Yeah,
this person thought it sucked.
And then also, it's not even like up, because the whole thing with like artsy people do that. They're like, well, it's up for interpretation, but then no, it's not, because you have these YouTube people right away.
Yeah.
You go on there and it's like, whatever movie explained, and then you watch a 20-minute explanation of, you know, they break it down like, no, this is what happened. So
right.
then you just accept them. You accept
now I'm accepting their end because yeah. it makes sense, and I do watch
those. Like, no, we broke down every scene, and this is what it means. Okay. Yeah. Oh, and then I'm like, all right.
I do watch those every movie yeah. explained.
He explains.
I'm too stupid, I guess.
Yeah.
Or lazy. I don't want to sit and fucking write the ending to this guy's screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Not my job, motherfucker. Yeah. Are you coming in here and doing a show if I get
I feel like that's what Star Wars fans is now. It's just yeah. all it's all fan fiction, which is what is yeah. better than the real movie.
Fucking fan fiction.
Anyway, so I just go yeah. into I just listen to people's theories and I'm like that I'm going to go with that one. I like yeah. that one.
I'll do that.
And then I'll just pretend that's what happened. Instead yeah, well. Of episode 8, which was all
whew. When CGI first started becoming available to the general public, with programs like After Effects
yeah.
and even Photoshop, Adobe Premiere,
yeah.
a lot of editing programs.
Or just wearing a green screen suit by yourself at home.
Right, at
Whatever.
Home.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like Whatever that, like I would do.
Spandex suits.
Yeah. You know. There were so many of these Star Trek fan films that came out. People started making some. Some were incredible mm-hmm. with what they had to work
with. They got
with.
Really good at the lightsaber, like shit.
That was
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That was the first tutorial that came out. Make a lightsaber
yeah,
effect.
Yeah.
And people are like lightsabering their cat. And it's just like, all right, we get it. It's a good effect. You yeah. figured it out. But then some people were making, like having ships and things. And for what they had, and this is going back early 2000s, like
yeah.
like really the beginning of consumer available CGI.
Mm.
And I was really into it. I loved the science technology behind it. And I watched a lot of these things, some of them incredibly bad, just so funny bad, and other ones really good. They took the Star Wars kid and actually put the effect. The Star Wars kid yeah. just jumped around yeah. with this big stick and everything, and yeah. somebody put the lightsaber effect on it. He didn't look any cooler.
Yeah.
He did not look any cooler. Do you have any Star Wars fan? I want to see some Star Wars fan films.
Like old ones, though, right? Because I'm
yeah.
Oh, because new ones are
the new
up.
Ones good.
There's one, the ultimate crossover. It's like Star Trek meets Star Wars.
Dude, let me see. Yeah, let me yeah. see. Because yeah, I haven't watched any of these in years, so I'm sure.
Earth, however, it seems like the black hole.
He's got the lens
to
flare.
Reality of our galaxy.
Alternate yeah. timeline, huh? You know how much I love those.
They couldn't even
hostile?
Get his eyebrows correct, so like no. straight.
What the fuck?
Sure reminds me of Alderaan.
Well, it's not Alderaan.
Oh my god.
No system I've ever seen.
Wow.
No Zane Rebel ships.
They aren't part of the rebellion. But they're not attacking us.
They're not part of the rebellion. They're not attacking us.
You know what, though? Somehow, better than Laura Dern, I'll be honest.
Right, right. I'll take that before I take Laura Dern yeah. or giraffe neck.
Nicio del Toro comes in at some point.
The Halo guy.
Oh, the Halo
Master
guy.
Master Chief, I guess.
Open hailing frequencies.
This is Captain James T. Kirk of the USS.
No, it's not. They
no, it isn't.
They couldn't have picked at least a different...
Uh-oh. They're targeting the Enterprise.
There's a guy from the Genius Bar. Fucking Apple Store.
Yeah.
Come in.
Just has a random hat on. Like,
please respond.
I don't have ball caps in this universe.
Who's playing Princess I Don't Want to Lay Her?
This is
I get it because she's...
This is Captain Keyes of the UNSC Pillar of Autumn. What's the situation?
You know what's amazing? Like Gene Roddenberry in 1966 would have absolutely killed for this. Like the actors, everything.
Oh, yeah. Look at him.
I'm like, what?
Who is that guy?
You know, you got to give it to him.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
They're crazy effects that are available to people. George Lucas should be there with a fucking...
He should put the Star Wars kid in as a character.
Yeah.
The story of him becoming an actual Jedi.
I like his J.J. Abrams shots, though. He's got the lens flare.
Yeah.
He's got that thing where they almost make it look like a handheld zooming into something. They do that a lot. J.J. does that a lot. And,
That just looks like an Alexa. That's,
Mom!
Or whatever that circle thing is on.
I'm trying to make a Star Wars movie, Mom! I can't eat yet! All right, well, that's pretty amazing. Oh, some of the red stuff that. Well, this guy's going with everything, isn't he?
Whoa.
Ah, Death Star missed the Enterprise. Oh, and now it's being eaten up by the red stuff.
Oh, all right.
Star Trek. Third reboot.
Is this a long thing, or is this just like a short film?
17 minutes.
Jesus Christ, I'm not going to watch it for 17 minutes. Yeah. But, okay. Oh, well, that's an interesting way of killing the Death Star, making a black hole out of it.
Yeah, it's better than episode 7, where they just did the exact same.
They just keep doing the exact thing, and now it's sucking in all of the Imperial ships as the good guys and Halo guy. How did Halo guy get on the Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He kicked the bomb in space, and then as the Millennium Falcon drove by, he grabbed onto it.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
He pulled a Marty McFly in space.
Well, that's amazing. Oh, wait. This is our Star Wars movie, The East Side Dave.
Escape is not his plan. I must face him alone.
We're back at the ship. Boy, that trash compactor was bad news.
Seems okay if we can get to it. Hope you all make the tractor beam out of commission.
Look, the stormtroopers are leaving their post.
Now's our chance. Go!
Yeah. Ben?
It's a border patrol agent
for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was the learner. But now I am the master.
Master. Master of evil.
Holy shit!
My powers are weak because I'm an old man.
Your powers are weak, old man.
He goes, my powers are weak because I'm an old man. I go, your powers are weak, old man. I forgot my line.
Well, maybe you'll become more powerful than I could possibly imagine.
Come on!
Luke, come on!
Run, Luke, run.
Look at Dave's face!
Come on.
Dude, that shit, that was so much fun to do. We actually did the entire movie. The entire movie, A New Hope.
They're going to play that for the opening of the Oscars, I think.
That should be the Oscars opener right there.
I think that's the sequence.
Is that available on Compound Media?
Yes, of course.
Darth Vader versus Roy Moore, or whoever that was.
Roy, that was
he was playing?
LBJ, I think. that was hilarious, man. What a fun night that was, too. Just really funny. If you get a chance, log on and watch that goddamn thing. Do you have any of the old ones? Were you able to find some?
I looked a little. I'll keep looking, but there was
I guess
all
there's
new
so
stuff.
Many new ones now. Yeah. They blew out the old ones. The old ones are funny, just really bad effects, and that acting was horrific, but even worse. Even worse acting than that.
And Laura Dern.
Where is the interview? I want the...
Commander, tear the ship apart until you find those plans and bring the ambassador to me. I want her alive.
That was pretty good. That was all right. Not bad.
Dude, Gavin was like my favorite.
You'll be deactivated for sure. Don't call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease. Now, pull out before somebody sees you. Secret mission? What plans? What are you talking about? I'm not getting in there. Beep, 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 beep. I'm going to regret this.
He's the head of the Proud Boys.
I found one from 1997.
The Proud. Okay. Nice. Oh, I get it. The Proud Droids.
The Proud Droids.
I like that.
Well, he. He's just using outtakes from the actual filming, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, can have that.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
I'm sorry.
He's cheating. You're cheating. That meteorologist, I forgot, we wanted to get on that. He did another interview with a news agency. He did the first one as kind of a... he sat there in front of a camera with his wife, who was pretty much crying. and explained himself why you would say Martin Luther Coon Jr. and Martin Luther King Jr. could get mixed up. And it, even though it was a legitimate excuse, it just didn't sound good. Like, the second you get on that, you're just like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you should just not say anything about it. But I guess the news interviewed him for a little news story. Do we have that? I think I gave that to you yesterday.
All right, I'm looking for it.
Maybe. They're doing a whole apology history.
Oh, yeah. I just read Colbert. How do you feel about this quote? Colbert said, you know, Kevin Hart was talking about, it's over, I'm over it, whatever. Colbert said, apparently, it's not over until the audience says it's over. I don't know. That's like a comedian's worst nightmare.
Why would you
ever give the power
to the audience?
Yeah. So,
oh, my God.
Ugh.
Oh, here he is. Okay. Let's...
podcast is receiving national attention. Jeremy Kappel has spent most of this day doing interviews on local radio and for network news. That slur came out while he was saying Martin Luther King Jr. Park. WHEC let him go after the GM there said that they conducted an internal investigation. Kappel said he simply jumbled the words and didn't notice the mistake. This evening, he sat down with me. Here's some of that interview.
After you found out you saw the video, did you want to apologize?
Yes. Yes, I absolutely did, and that was my suggestion
picture
to our general manager,
him.
Richard Rheingold, that he give me the opportunity
pull up and it's like
to explain what happened and to give
cloth
an apology
down as a Nazi flag in the back.
Unfurls.
Some out there are wondering.
Although I'm not so certain that's not a Sacha Baron Cohen character.
Right? Yeah, wait a minute.
I'm pretty sure that's him.
That's Sacha Baron Cohen.
This is another fake interview.
The gravity of the word itself, the hurt that it can bring to a lot of people in the community.
If intentionally used.
Yes. And any derogatory, any racial slur, I know there's intense hurt associated with that.
How do you know?
I would just be like, not understand what the fuck happened?
If,
like, do you really think I did that?
That's what it is. He's looking to like, I understand
understand.
You understand what happened here?
You have to be like, listen, do you honestly, if I hooked you up to a lie detector test, you think I said that on purpose?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
I hate when how they question people like it's so fucking serious.
You sit there and try to say knickers 50 times. Go ahead. I'll wait.
50.
I know I do.
Yeah.
I try
every night
life.
To exercise my...
I just wish I would have known. I just wish I would have known that that's the way that I was perceived as I was speaking. Where do you go from here?
What?
I don't know.
Klan.
I wish I knew.
Where do you go from
we
here?
We know those answers will come in time.
To the noose?
Oh.
Right now, you know, we didn't pick this fight, but this is our fight now.
We didn't pick this cotton. I mean, fight. Whoops.
You know, this has happened to a lot of people. Yeah. This has ruined a lot of lives.
Yeah.
What has? This rash to judgment based on knowing so little about the person, about something that's floating around on social media. You don't know anything outside
of sex with a black man in college.
your own biases, your own prejudices. That's what you're seeing when you're casting quick judgments like that.
Mm. Yep.
So his wife, Lisa, sat down next to him during that interview. She told me that they did tell their two kids, both in elementary school, about the news right after they heard it on Sunday. And Kappel says he has not received any job offers just yet.
It's true. Like, it's the asshole face. They made him. He made him asshole face. It's so ridiculous, and he's right. But you'll get people that will just be like, "Nope, we have a no tolerance policy." What to literally a mistake of a word?
Yeah.
Like, is there anybody that hasn't had an error when they're saying something, and even a bad one?
How
just
many times
anything?
Like, it always happens. Like, just the word "sex" instead of "six" or something. People do that all the time. You don't say like, oh, you're a news rep. You can't be speaking like that.
Right.
Like, no shit. It was a fucking mistake, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. But I know a guy that was lip reading across the room, and he saw his girl said, "I want to sweep with you." She meant sweeping. Yeah. And he thought she said, I want to sleep with you.
Why would you want to sweep with someone?
I don't know. He was supposed to clean up after a party. And she was like, all right, I'll hang out. I'll sweep with you.
Yeah.
And it got out of hand. And he you know, got very mad.
Yeah.
George Costanza, of course. Anytime you anytime you're listening to me and I'm telling a story and you're going, why is he telling this? It's from a Seinfeld episode, so get with it, people. Get with the times, people.
Yeah.
I'm topical. 1998. Show was on a long goddamn time ago. Yeah, we got that. Oh no, I hate these stories. Very sad. Nike signs a runner with CP.
Mm.
Why do they do this? Makes me feel bad.
A colored person? What are you saying?
Colored person, yes. That's what they know. Of course, cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay.
The palsy of the cerebral. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Breaking the two-hour barrier for a half marathon? Is that fast?
Jesus, I could never. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Oh, boy. Yeah, just cross guns raised. Except the capture much greater news. Oh. Oh my God. What did he tattoo on them? Useless? Alright.
Alright.
Oh, well, good. You got the first professional Nike athlete in history with cerebral palsy. Good for. Ooh, boy. Fist bumps him in the face. There it is. This is a touching story. Right?
Yeah.
Little does Justin know, inside John's folder is his Nike contract. He goes, get this shit out of here. I'm not taking any less than fucking $2 million.
Yeah. Yeah, what is...
Walks away like Trump. Bye-bye.
It takes a turn for the worse. He says he's only taking it if he gets wall money.
I'm only doing this if I get border security.
Oh, my God. Okay, if you scribble something on the bottom of this contract. Oh, that's a nice story. Oh, my God. Oh, Ted Cruz is hugging him.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a crybaby. Oh, come on, pissy eyes. Sign the contract. Oh, my goodness. Wow, he is one knock-kneed motherfucker. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
It'd be funny if he was wearing Reebok at the time or something. Yeah, whoops. Shit.
Stop whining.
It's like, I could never wear your fucking horribly made...
You're going to act like a man. What's the matter with you? I don't know, Godfather. You offered me a contract. There it is. Right already. We got to see this guy's misery for fucking ever.
Or if,
get it. Great.
Or if he didn't quite make the like his time goal and they were like, we got to take it away. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You we had a clause in the contract that you had to do under a 4 minute.
I know it's a little extra cold today, but rules are rules.
What are you going to do?
No contract.
What the fuck are you going to do? What is, we'll finish up with Welcome to San Francisco.
Oh.
That seems to be something maybe from yesterday. Yeah, because this had Kevin Spacey news and I don't know. Yeah. So this is, San Francisco has just been.
He's welcoming who to?
Turning into a shithole. A real total shithole. A lot of drug use, a lot of. Excrement on the sidewalks.
True.
Yeah. You can't really do it. You've been there of late, right? Don't you go there?
San Fran.
Yeah.
Only secretly. I don't tell people when I go.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. I have some contacts.
Wait, what the fuck is going on?
No, just L.A., which also has...
Is she tapping that ass? What the fuck? Wait, what the fuck is going on? That isn't how you fuck.
Wait.
This is right in the street. The streets of San Francisco.
I'm still confused about the butt-to-butt thing, but... Just confused, not...
Oh, that was it? So he's just fucking a woman in the street.
Was that, that was a woman?
I thought it was two guys.
Was it two dudes? I couldn't tell. I assume. See, I assume normal.
Yeah. You'd think
not
that
gay.
Facing each other would imply a vagina, but you can get to the butt, I'm pretty sure, from that angle.
Yeah,
still,
so. True. Wow.
How dare you judge?
Do you have a ruling on that, Garrett?
No, I'm just looking. It looks like the legs are shaved, at least.
Yeah, that could just be mange.
The legs are shaved. Yeah, what's even going on here?
I think he's checking that ass. What's he doing?
His ass.
I'm very confused.
What is that? That.
Oh, wait, that's
either a tranny.
It is. Wait, is that a woman? The
it
standing?
It might be, yeah.
Can't tell, though. It could be a tranny. It is Frisco.
This is
I don't know what this move is. What is that move?
They're so progressive. They're inventing body parts now, I think.
When we're dancing cheek to cheek.
Also, I like how whatever is behind that black thing is somehow more offensive.
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah. What's? Yeah. Right,
what is it? It's not the license plate. What are they?
Maybe it's a sign on the window in the restaurant's
maybe
logo.
Maybe it's a pro-Trump sticker.
Like Pizza Hut or something.
Yeah.
Jeez, you never know what the fuck.
Huh.
That could just be your fucking, like a bunch of celery that you just shopped and got and you put in the back of your truck and it falls out on the bumper and you're just like, what could possibly have happened here? Gay sex? AIDS? And
this is just love that's happening, I think. This is a romantic story right here.
That is romantic. Wow.
Oh, yeah, like okay. I see. The black thing's still there. So that's just
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yes, it's not.
It's just on the video.
Are they the same people?
They found a position that worked, I guess. And
I don't know. I leave it to you people. Our investigative team will keep you updated on that story as information becomes available. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you for showing me such great images.
Right.
All day. That was beautiful.
Exactly. Chris, it is Fried.
Fried.
Yes.
It's German. It's
always Fried.
Pronounced the second
like Siegfried.
Vowel. Yes.
ChrisFried.com.
Sure.
And at Chris Fried. And the album, We're All Adults Here.
We are.
$2 on iTunes, a bargain at any price.
Yeah.
Any plugs anywhere doing anything?
Well, I guess I can say I'm filming a pilot called Collecting, but it won't be available for quite some time. So, but I don't know. Keep on the lookout.
Is it fun?
It is. It's collecting. It's about a guy who's milking the system, collecting unemployment, and it's kind of Curb-like, I guess. Kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of goes around doing his thing, but he's milking the system instead of Larry, who's like rich and can do what he wants. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my
10-second pitch if I had to.
Steal it and put it out before you do.
Yeah, go for it. Whatever.
Awesome. That's how we work.
I would have just as much fun watching
people's pilots.
Someone else. Yeah.
There.
You know that Star Wars movie you were watching? That was before it came out.
Right.
Yeah. That was our version.
What the fuck?
We stole it, made it real quick.
Fucking amazing. What do we got? Nothing tonight, actually, but tomorrow.
No, Trump and...
Trump, there it is. Yeah, Trump with Pat Dixon, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time, and then Nightshade at 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific time. And tomorrow, in this very time slot, is 2-drink minimum. That's, of course, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm very excited. We're going to go see Colin Quinn's new show where he what's it called Red State Blue State about America and our divorce that we're having with each other here in America and Colin's always amazingly hilarious with these things. He's like the funny teacher that didn't try to fuck the kids. Right,
sweet.
That's what we like. And I'll have a full report Monday. We're not going to cut him any slack, too. If it sucks, I'm going to tell him. Not only that, if it sucks, I'm just going to yell it out in the theater right to his fuck face.
His fuck face.
How about that? call. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you
for coming in. We will see you back here on Monday. Have yourselves a great weekend, won't you?
Size twister. What was that, an F3?
Solid F2.
See, now you've lost me again.
It's the Fujita scale. It measures the intensity of a tornado by how much it eats.
Eats?
Destroys.
Little encounter we had back there is a strong F2, F3 maybe.
Bet we see some F4s today.
That'd be sweet.
Four is good. Four will relocate your house fairly efficiently.
Is there an F5? Would that be like?
The finger of God.
None of you have ever seen an F5.
Just one of us.